Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen. Brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
At KFC, everyday value meets big flavor. That means getting 6 crispy pieces of delicious dark meat drums and thighs, plus 4 biscuits, all for just $10 with our Dine and Dash deal. All that juicy, original recipe chicken for only 10 bucks every day. Now that's finger-licking good. Hurry into KFC and taste the deal we're cooking up. Limited time only. Prices and participation may vary. While supplies last, tax, tip, and fees extra. Not available on third-party ordering platforms.
Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen. Brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
Mornings can start feeling the same. Wake up, brush teeth, go to work. But with breakfast from Wendy's, it's like, wake up, brush teeth, baconate with a breakfast baconator, roll with the sausage breakfast burrito, buddy it up with a honey buddy, or get seasoned with seasoned potatoes, and then go to work. Sorry. When you're ready for a fresh wake-up call, gotta be Wendy's.
At participating U.S. Wendy's during breakfast hours.
Think your neighbors are bad? Think again. This is the Nightmare Neighbors Podcast.
All right, so let's get right into it with this deep dive. And we're headed way up north for this one.
Oh, yeah.
Semi-rural Alaska.
Okay.
Where being neighborly maybe took a little bit of a detour.
Right.
You've got your notes.
Mm-hmm.
And a particularly juicy letter to the Nightmare Neighbors podcast.
Oh.
So picture this. You finally found it, right?
Okay.
That acre of Alaskan peace.
Yeah.
At the end of a quiet road.
Mm-hmm.
Trees all around.
I like it.
Just the occasional moose for company.
It sounds idyllic.
Right.
A perfect escape from all the hustle and bustle.
Exactly. Huh? But, you know, every good story needs a twist.
Oh, yeah, of course.
A new neighbor, let's call him Al.
Okay.
Buys the vacant lot at the end of the road.
Oh.
And things take a turn.
All right. Well, what happened?
Well, what's interesting here is that the listener initially thought that Al's plan to put 2 tiny homes on the lot,
okay,
and rent them out as Airbnbs wouldn't be a big deal.
Oh, really?
This is a common thread in these types of disputes.
Okay.
Underestimating how dramatically a situation can change.
Right.
Yeah. It's that calm before the storm, right?
Yeah.
And the storm clouds start gathering the moment Al starts setting up those tiny homes.
Oh, boy.
His whole demeanor shifts and he goes from friendly neighbor.
Yeah.
To, as the listener puts it, self-appointed king of the neighborhood.
Oh, no.
So first sign of trouble.
Okay.
String lights.
String lights.
And not just a few.
Oh, no.
Enough to wrap around both tiny homes like a Christmas display.
Wow.
In July.
In July.
And remember, this is Alaska.
Oh, yeah, that's right.
We're talking long summer days where the sun barely sets.
Right.
So these lights blazing all night long.
Oh, my God.
Weren't just an eyesore.
Yeah.
It was a full-on assault on the natural darkness, that sense of tranquility you expect in a place like Alaska.
Right, I'd be so upset.
The listener thought they were temporary, you know, like for construction or whatever.
Yeah, it makes sense.
But they were on 24/7. Can you imagine looking out your window at what used to be a serene, you know, star-filled sky?
Yeah.
And now it's just a constant carnival of light.
That's awful.
I know. And, you know, research shows that this kind of light pollution doesn't just affect our view of the stars.
Right.
It can mess with our sleep cycles. You know?
Yeah.
Increase stress hormones.
Of course.
And even have long-term impacts on our health and well-being.
It's true.
So when the listener politely asked Al to maybe tone down the light show.
Yeah.
He just brushed them off, you know?
What did he say?
Said it was for safety.
Safety.
So his guests could find their way around.
Oh, come on.
But there were no guests yet.
Oh, wow. So it's that lack of consideration that really sets the stage for the conflict.
Yeah.
Al's prioritizing his business venture and his perceived needs over the listener's right to just enjoy their property in peace.
Exactly.
Wow.
And then things escalate.
Right.
Al installs a motion sensor floodlight.
A floodlight.
A massive one, claiming it's for parking visibility.
Okay.
But guess where it's pointed?
I don't know where.
Directly into the listener's bedroom window.
Oh, no. Are you kidding?
And not just like a gentle glow.
Yeah.
But a full-on spotlight.
Wow.
Every time a squirrel scurried by or the wind rustled the trees.
Oh, my God.
We're talking sleep deprivation.
Of course.
Stress.
Yeah.
That feeling of being constantly under surveillance in your own home.
That's awful.
The listener tried talking to Al, you know.
Yeah.
Asking him to adjust the angle just a bit.
Right.
But he was completely unmoved.
What?
Insisted it was perfect for the parking area.
Oh my gosh.
It's classic, you know, digging in your heels.
Yeah.
Refusing to even acknowledge the other person's perspective.
Right.
And this is where things can go from a simple annoyance to like a real power struggle.
It sounds like it.
And that's exactly what happens.
Oh.
Al makes a comment about wishing he had bought the listener's property first, calling it a shame they got there before him.
Jeez.
Not so subtle. You know, a not so subtle attempt to intimidate. Right?
Yeah. Trying to make the listener feel like they don't belong.
Exactly.
Like they're infringing somehow on his territory.
Yeah.
Oh, my gosh.
Your listener, thankfully, is made of tougher stuff.
Okay, good.
They make it clear they're not going anywhere.
Right.
And start documenting everything.
Smart.
The lights.
Yeah.
The floodlight blasts Al's comments, basically building a case in case things go further south.
Yeah, that's smart thinking strategically, not reacting emotionally.
Right.
Gathering evidence and understanding that sometimes you need more than a friendly chat to resolve these kinds of disputes.
Exactly. And boy, does it escalate.
Oh, no.
Al introduces a new element to his property.
What is it?
A giant bell.
A bell.
Yeah, the kind you would ring at like a summer camp or something.
Sure.
Right by the tiny houses.
What?
He called it a charming touch for guests.
What? A bell.
But let's be real. It's a weaponized sound.
Yeah.
Think about the psychology of that, right?
Right.
This sudden jarring clang.
Yeah.
In the quiet of the Alaskan wilderness.
It's startling, disorienting.
Right.
And completely unnecessary.
The first time he rang it, the listener thought something terrible had happened.
Oh, gosh.
And when they confronted Al about it, he just gave him this cheeky wave, you know.
Oh, my gosh.
And said, just testing it out.
Oh, my God.
Again, that complete disregard for the impact on others.
He's treating it like a game.
Right.
And the listener's an unwilling participant.
And as if the lights and the bell weren't enough.
There's more.
Al starts directing visitors to park on this narrow road leading up to the listener's driveway.
Yeah, cool.
Effectively blocking them in.
Oh, no.
Can't control where people park, he said.
Oh, my God.
It's a free country.
Wow. So this is where it crosses the line.
Right.
From inconsiderate to deliberately hostile.
Right.
It's no longer about Al's enjoyment of his property. It's about exerting control.
Yeah.
Over the shared space.
Exactly.
And making the listener's life as difficult as possible.
And then comes the moment where things get really scary.
Okay.
A late night bonfire on Al's property.
Oh, no.
Flames licking dangerously close to these dry trees.
Oh, wow.
It was a tinderbox waiting to explode.
That's so reckless.
Right.
On top of everything else.
Yeah, we've gone from annoying lights
to
a potential fire hazard.
Oh, my goodness.
Al's actions are not only disruptive, but now pose a threat to the listener's safety and property.
Wow.
The listener called out to Al, concerned, you know, about the fire risk.
Yeah.
But he just yelled back, oh, relax, a little fire won't hurt.
Wow.
This isn't just a neighbor being difficult anymore.
Right.
This is a complete disregard for basic safety.
Right.
Common sense.
And it's a turning point for the listener, wouldn't you say?
Absolutely. This is where the listener realizes they're dealing with someone who's not just inconsiderate, but potentially dangerous.
Yeah. And they make a decision.
Yes, they do.
To fight back.
Mm-hmm.
To stop being a victim and start taking control of the situation.
That's right. But we'll get into that after quite a quick break. From the tension. And dive into what the listener does next.
Okay.
Because remember, they've been meticulously documenting everything.
Right. This is where we get into the, you know, nitty gritty of what you can actually do in this type of situation.
Right.
Because let's face it, most of us aren't lawyers.
Right.
And navigating these kinds of disputes can feel overwhelming.
Totally. So the listener files a formal complaint with the community board and zoning officials.
Good.
Armed with photos of the light, show the bell, the blocked road, the whole shebang.
Wow.
And this is crucial in a semi-rural area like this.
Right.
Because unlike a densely populated city where you might have stricter noise and light ordinances, things can be a bit more, well, Wild West, as you said earlier.
A little bit, yeah.
Exactly. But even in the Wild West,
there
are rules.
There are rules.
And it turns out Al's little kingdom wasn't as lawless as he thought.
Okay.
The officials inform the listener that while the tiny homes themselves are legal, the floodlight and the bell violate local ordinances.
Really?
Related to light and noise pollution.
It's a win.
Right.
A validation that the listener's complaints weren't just them being, you know, uptight, as Al liked to say.
Exactly.
There are actual laws in place to protect people from this kind of harassment.
Right.
Even in remote areas.
And the best part.
What's that?
The officials pay Al a visit.
Oh.
And issue him a notice.
Okay.
Take down the bell, re-angle the floodlight, or face the consequences.
Wow.
Can you imagine the listener's satisfaction?
Oh, yeah.
Watching Al grumblingly comply?
Oh, that's so great.
It's a reminder that we're not powerless.
Right.
Even when dealing with someone who seems to think they're above the rules.
Exactly.
Sometimes it takes a little bit of outside intervention to level the playing field.
That's right.
But of course, Al doesn't take this lying down.
Oh, no. What does he do?
He leaves a note for the listener.
Oh, boy.
You might have won this round, but don't get comfortable. This isn't over.
Oh, geez. What a sore loser.
Talk about a sore loser.
It's almost comical.
Yeah.
This desperate attempt to cling to some semblance of control.
Exactly.
He's lost this battle and he knows it.
Yeah.
But he's not ready to admit defeat just yet.
And what's interesting is that, according to the listener, Al's Airbnb venture actually tanks. Turns out not many people want to stay at a place where the host thinks he owns the entire neighborhood.
Oh, wow. That's classic karma.
Right.
His attempt to control and dominate backfires spectacularly.
Yeah.
And it highlights a point we often overlook.
What's that?
How our behavior impacts our success.
Yeah.
In this case, Al's lack of respect and consideration ultimately led to his downfall.
So where does this leave the listener?
Yeah.
Are they still living in their Alaskan paradise?
They are still enjoying their peace and quiet.
Good.
And they mention seeing for sale signs popping up on Al's other properties.
Interesting.
Sounds like he might be moving on.
Oh, boy.
To terrorize some other unsuspecting neighborhood.
Hopefully not. But this whole situation raises some bigger questions, right?
It does.
It's a reminder that neighbor disputes aren't just about being petty or annoying.
Right.
They can have a real impact on our lives.
Yes.
Our well-being, our sense of safety.
Absolutely. And especially in areas experiencing growth and change.
Yeah.
These conflicts can become even more prevalent.
Right.
You have longtime residents who are used to a certain way of life.
Right.
Clashing with newcomers.
Yeah.
Who might have different expectations.
It's like that saying, good fences make good neighbors.
Right.
But sometimes even fences aren't enough.
Yeah. Because what's really at the heart of these disputes is a lack of communication.
Right.
A lack of empathy.
And a refusal to acknowledge that we're all part of a community.
Yeah.
Even in the vastness of Alaska.
In this case, Al chose dominance over dialogue.
Yeah.
He wasn't interested in finding a compromise.
Right.
Or respecting the listener's boundaries.
Yeah, he just wanted things his way.
Right.
Consequences be damned.
Exactly. And that's a recipe for disaster.
Yeah.
Because even if you win in the short term,
right.
you end up alienating everyone around you.
That's right.
And in the end, who wants to live like that?
Nobody.
Isolated, resented, constantly battling with your neighbors.
Exactly.
So what can we learn from the listener's experience?
Yeah, what advice would you give to someone facing a similar situation?
Right.
Maybe not as extreme as this, but still dealing with a difficult neighbor?
First and foremost, document everything.
Okay.
Dates, times, specific incidents, photos, anything that can serve as evidence.
Right.
If you need to escalate the situation,
mm-hmm.
keep a detailed log.
Yeah.
Because memories can be fuzzy and you want to have a clear record of what's happened.
That's right.
And I imagine this documentation is especially crucial
in
areas where there might not be clear ordinances or a strong HOA to enforce them.
Absolutely. You're essentially building your case.
Right.
Showing a pattern of behavior that goes beyond just a one-time annoyance.
Okay, so document everything. What else?
Try to have an open and honest conversation with your neighbor.
Okay.
I know it sounds obvious.
Yeah.
But sometimes a simple misunderstanding can be cleared up.
Yeah.
with a face-to-face chat.
But what if talking doesn't work?
Yeah.
What if you're dealing with someone like Al,
yeah,
who's just not willing to listen or compromise?
Then it's time to explore other options.
Okay.
Contact your homeowners association if you have one.
Mm-hmm.
Reach out to local authorities, especially if there are noise or light ordinances being violated.
So basically, know your rights and be prepared to advocate for yourself.
Exactly. And don't be afraid to seek professional help. There are mediators who specialize in neighbor disputes.
Right.
And lawyers who can advise you on your legal options.
It's a reminder that you're not alone in this.
Right.
Neighbor disputes are incredibly common.
They are.
And there are resources available to help people navigate these challenges.
That's right. And remember, the listener's experience shows that even in a seemingly hopeless situation, there's hope for resolution.
There is.
By being persistent.
Yeah.
Documenting everything and knowing their rights.
Right.
They were able to reclaim their peace and quiet.
It's a powerful reminder that we don't have to be victims of bad behavior.
That's right.
There are steps we can take.
Yeah.
And often there's strength in numbers.
That's right.
Yeah.
But we'll unpack that a bit more after a quick
break from the solutions and really get into that strength in numbers idea.
Yeah.
Because let's be honest, facing off against a neighbor like Al can feel pretty isolating.
It's true. These disputes often leave people feeling like they're fighting a lone battle.
Yeah.
But you hit on something important.
Yeah.
Community can be a powerful tool in these situations.
It's like that old saying, the squeaky wheel gets the grease.
Right.
But sometimes it takes more than one squeaky wheel to get things moving.
Exactly. And that's where talking to other neighbors can be so crucial.
Okay.
Not to gossip or create drama.
Right.
But to see if others are experiencing similar issues.
Yeah.
Or if they've had any success in dealing with the problem neighbor.
So it's about gathering allies, you know.
Right.
Building a united front.
Yeah, because a single complaint can be dismissed.
Right.
But a chorus of voices is much harder to ignore.
Exactly. And it also sends a message to the problem neighbor that they're not just dealing with one disgruntled individual.
Right.
But a community that's fed up with their behavior.
Exactly. It's like that shift in power dynamics we talked about earlier.
Yeah.
When neighbors band together.
Mm-hmm.
They reclaim that sense of collective power.
Yeah.
And make it clear that the bully tactics won't be tolerated.
And it's not just about confronting the problem neighbor.
Right.
It's also about building a stronger, more resilient community.
When neighbors are connected and supportive, they're better equipped to handle conflicts.
Right.
Whether it's noise complaints, property disputes, or even just everyday annoyances.
It's about creating that culture of respect where people feel comfortable speaking up, addressing issues before they escalate, and knowing that they're not alone in their concerns.
And this case in Alaska, even though it was a pretty extreme example, shows that even in the face of a nightmare neighbor, there's hope for resolution.
The listener's persistence,
right,
their meticulous documentation, and their willingness to advocate for themselves ultimately paid off.
It did.
They reclaimed their peace, and maybe, just maybe,
they
helped create a more harmonious community in the process.
It's a reminder that we all have a role to play in shaping the kind of neighborhoods and communities we want to live in.
Yeah.
It starts with being a good neighbor ourselves, being mindful of our impact on others, and being willing to speak up when we see injustice or inconsiderate behavior.
So to our listener out there who bravely shared their story, thank you.
Yes, thank you.
You've not only given us a fascinating deep dive into the world of neighbor disputes, but you've also inspired us to be more proactive, more aware, and more connected within our own communities.
And to everyone listening, remember, a good neighbor is a treasure.
Mm-hmm.
Let's all strive to be that treasure for those around us.
Beautifully said. And on that note, we'll wrap up this deep dive into the Alaskan neighbor saga.
All right.
Until next time, stay curious, stay informed, and stay connected.
That was good.
This has been the deep dive, and we'll see you back here soon for another fascinating exploration.
Want more Nightmare Neighbors stories? Then press subscribe now wherever you're listening to this podcast. We'll give at least one brand new Nightmare Neighbor story every single day. Plus, you can always explore the archive as well. This is the Nightmare Neighbors podcast. Press subscribe now.
Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen. Brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com. Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen. Brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com. Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen. Brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com. Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen. Brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com. Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen. Brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com. Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen. Brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.